Senate Bill 95 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 95, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Frost.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak to the body?
Granted, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of background noise, so if you're speaking, could you whisper, please? Thank you. Representative Frost.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, we had a good debate on Senate Bill 95 on Friday, so I'll be brief here today. But there are a couple of issues that I'd like to bring up, and I'll try not to be redundant and try to move this thing ahead. Senate Bill 95 is about the survival of the horse race industry and economic development as an issue within our state of South Dakota. Horse racing has been around a lot of years, as we all know, and because of simulcast and other forms of track betting, we have built funds that have supported those tracks. I think most of you realize these funds have been raided over the years, but we didn't talk about that on Friday at all, and I'd just like to give you a brief synopsis of what's happened in the last 7 years. I've been here, I guess, four of those seven when we actually raided those funds. In 1999, we took $350,000 out of that fund, and that went to help the Department of Social Services. In the year 2000, we took $1,100,000 out and gave it to the Department of Education to help wire the schools. $250,000 that year also went to the Department of Social Services again. 2001, $250,000 was taken out for the Department of Social Services. 2002 was a big hit. They took $1 million out for Department of Health, $1 million for the Department of Agriculture. That was used to backfill the fair, like we're doing here, you know, several years later. Social Services also took $250,000 again that year. Some of that went for EMT training and purchasing of equipment. In 2003, we took $900,000 out, Department of Agriculture. We backfilled the state fair again. And Social Services took another $250,000. In 2004, we took $250,000. So, from 99 until 2005, the commission, Racing Commission has actually been awarded $4 million to be used at the tracks, and the legislature has actually appropriated $5.6 million to state agencies, so we're a little bit guilty here. I just had to tell you that the Racing Association has been in negotiations with the governor all summer long. I think they've had three meetings where they've actually visited with the governor, and the governor has convinced them if they could find a funding source, he would approve it if it survived the legislative test. Well, I think that's where we're at right now, folks. Do we want to see an industry survive? Please support Senate Bill 95, and thanks for your indulgence.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 95. Representative Clout.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to reiterate a few of the things that Representative Frost said, I know we've had that awful big heartburn on funding that state fair. These horse racers, they didn't mind that. The domestic violence shelters that we funded, they didn't mind that. The only fight came is so they got enough money to keep the tracks open. Anything left over, they let us use for things from fire departments out in the hills to domestic violence. This is the golden goose that has funded a lot of these projects that we have these big heartburns with today. Expansion of gambling, that's baloney. We had this and then we lost it. We're just asking to get it back. It went to, I believe, a tribal or some tribal organization or something that had it. This way here, we can get the money in the state's hands and at least defray some of the costs that this year that the gambling causes. This is not an expansion, folks. This is just getting our share of the pie back. I'd like to ask your yes vote on Senate Bill 95. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 95. Representative Krause.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I agree that we need to bring a bill like next year to correct the problem that our horse industry has with funding. I would be glad to co-sponsor such a bill. But this bill is not the answer. This bill will not bring money to the state that it'll put money just in that specific fund for the horse industry. And every time we approve a new form of gaming, we also open up that kind of gaming for tribal governments, and they would not be bound to adhere to the tax rate as listed in this bill. Therefore, tribes could agree to a lower percentage take, and the horse industry could potentially get nothing. This bill actually is a tax rate cut for horse racing betting in South Dakota, because if they go to the track, or if they bet what with the simulcast betting that we have now, we get 4.5% tax. This bill will only allow for 0.25%. And some say that I know people in South Dakota who do internet gambling. Well, folks, that is illegal. You can refer to our laws and chapter 22, 25A through, let's see, 8 through 11 refer to that. Internet gambling is not legal in this state. So please stick with us on this, vote against this bill, and let's get some proper funding for the horse industry next year. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks, Representative Philander.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. Well, I rise in support of House Bill 95, and I respectfully want to tell Representative Krause that the tribes don't have the infrastructure and phone lines and stuff to accommodate hub wagering like we're talking about in this bill, so I don't think we have to worry about them being competitive. Horse racing in South Dakota has stepped aside for Deadwood and the video lottery to come to this state to flourish. Times have changed. The off-check betting fund where we used to get these revenues, the horse industry used to get these revenues, are not enough to sustain this fund. The horsemen and South Dakota Commission on Gaming have been innovative. They've gone out and they've come back with a solution to this problem and a source that can help sustain live racing for a few more years to come until times change again. And I would respectfully like for you to indulge me with me for just a second while I show you what this bill does. And I forgot my effects. I was going to bring a phone jack today, but it basically unplugs the phone lines in Oregon, plugs them into South Dakota, and we catch the money that falls from the sky. Thank you. Please support this bill.
Further remarks. Representative Weems.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I urge, I stand in opposition of Senate Bill 95. I think that this body has taken two stances this year in protection of minors. One, in the sale of cigarettes on the internet, where we asked each internet business to send in a copy of their invoice to the Department of Revenue. We are, and again, we also looked at it with the shipment of wine. And I stand before you saying we are not taking the same stance on gambling. Because right now, in this bill, it allows you to set up an account, a minor could do that, and then transfer the funds to a totalizer hub, which, by the way, we didn't define in code, and then they could actually be doing gambling, and we're not even taking a stance on it. Even though it's against the law, so is shipping cigarettes to kids. That's against the law, but we said, wait a minute, that's not good enough. And guess what? I don't think this bill is good enough. I think this bill needs some work. We need to defeat it, and then they can come back next year, have Totalizer Hub defined, have how we're going to handle minors if they're involved in this, and then also Oregon, my dear friend from the other side of the body said that, you know, we're just taking the phone line from Oregon over to South Dakota and we're catching the money. Well, let's follow the money. You know what? If we're going to bring in, which I've heard estimates that we're going to bring in $700,000 this year, or potentially on this, that means that $210 million will be funneled through banks to do this, this gambling. And right now in Oregon, there was an item where 681 strangers formed a partnership. The transaction was done under one Social Security number. And my question is, are we just going to stand by and let the Gaming Commission make all the rules and try to prevent this? Or are we going to take a proactive stance and say, we want this laid out ahead of time so that we can't have all this money funneled through our state? Also, they are also having issues with minors doing betting in Oregon. So I just urge you to defeat Senate Bill 95. Let them do some more work and come back next year.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. As I stated on Friday, if you want to have more dollars spent on gambling in South Dakota, vote yes for Senate Bill 95. If you want to make it easier and quicker to spend more gambling dollars in South Dakota, vote yes for Senate Bill 95. If you want to, in essence, expand and enhance gambling in the state of South Dakota, then vote yes on Senate Bill 95. I oppose Senate Bill 95. I do not oppose finding funding for horse racing in the state of South Dakota. But let's find a legitimate source of funding for horse racing in South Dakota. Let's find a source that doesn't increase gambling in the state of South Dakota. Furthermore, a major problem, as I see it, with Senate Bill 95 is on page that deals basically with the formulation of rules, sections 15, 16, and 17. We're giving authority to an agency to, quote, promulgate rules pursuant to Chapter 1-26 regarding the licensing and regulation of multi-jurisdictional totalizer hubs and the employees of such facilities. We still do not have a definition of totalizer hubs, and I venture to say that 65 of us out of the 70 here don't have the slightest idea of what a totalizer hub is, and yet we're giving authority to regulate it. Members of the body, I submit the objective of providing money for horse racing is credible. But let's find a legitimate source. Let's not expand gambling any further in the state of South Dakota. Please vote no on Senate Bill 95. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gordon Peterson.
Well, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I agree with Representative Frost. I agree with Representative Clout. I agree with Representative Bland and what they've been saying. Well, I guess we're trying to protect ourselves from ourselves. I don't know what else we're trying to do. You talk about funding. Funding basically greenbacks is dollars. Where it's been before, nobody really knows. I don't think a church collection would kick out a $5 bill if they knew somewhere along the line it'd been used in some gambling or some other place. Money is money. I don't think you can change it. Even if you come back here next year, we'd have the same people fighting against it. The horse people have lost, and we're trying to put it back to them. And I think we should vote this thing out and get on to something more important.
Further remarks on Senate bills. Representative Howey.
After all the nice things I said about Representative Peterson, I have to stand in disagreement with him on this issue. I've got friends and constituents who are in the quarter horse racing business, and this has been a difficult decision. You've heard the saying, a mind is a terrible thing to make up, and this has been one of those situations. It's been a very difficult decision, and I'm not going to speak largely against the bill, but I just feel like I need to say, I would too, as Representative Hunt and Representative Krause indicated, be highly supportive of some kind of a program to support the quarter horse racing industry. But I fundamentally disagree with the concept that we should do it through gaming. So I'm compelled to vote no on this bill.
Further remarks, Representative Hills. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
Are there any provisions in this bill to keep minors from using this once if it is adopted?
Representative Frost, do you wish to answer the question, sir?
Mr. Speaker, yes, I do. Yes, there are. To keep minors from participating, there actually has to be bank accounts established within the state of South Dakota, a bank that's here. And at that time, those exact issues are screened. You have to be of legal age. You have to fill out paperwork. You have to get a PIN number to be able to use a telephone or electronic transfer. So it will be very closely scrutinized. There are 40 other states that are actually doing this presently, and there have not been problems.
Thank you.
You have the floor, Representative Hills. Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Glensky.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's interesting to hear the great outcry against gambling when, unfortunately, as a state, we're happy to collect money from video lottery. I think it's important to realize that this is a method whereby our horse tracks can have support. It's a system that's in operation already. It's just that the state of South Dakota isn't benefiting from it because we haven't established this type of regulation as mentioned in this particular bill. So I would urge you to use some common sense. Vote for the bill.
Thank you. Further remarks on Senate Bill 95? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of Senate Bill 95. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will please proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 95. This requires a two-thirds majority vote for passage.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 51, nays 17.
Senate Bill 95, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.